with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back, you are listening to Grilling Guys. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, and we're talking all the side dishes, whether you're at camp or you're doing a tailgate. We're trying to stay away from the proteins and the big hunk of meat on the grill, but we tend to drift back. I mean, it's just something that we do. We're grilling guys. But, Bob, we were talking about the young peppers, and we skipped over the stuffed bell peppers. And I know that you enjoy these, and you cook them in a way that they're almost finger food rather than like a big big meal.
Well, I say that because it can be, but typically you're going to probably cut it up with a fork. But it is something that's kind of nice. It's got a little built-in carrier with it. But you just take the bottom half of a bell pepper, and we go through a lot of bell peppers. I don't know if everybody does, but they're really healthy for you.
Yep, I'm 8 or 10 of them a week.
Yeah,
right. And I like the red ones. They're just sweet, and they
If you're just going to eat the pepper, I agree.
Yeah,
the red ones are sweeter. But in terms of, like, I make a lot of salsa and stuff, or I don't know. Gosh, I put them in my eggs all the time. Those mm-hmm. with jalapenos. But anyway, so you take the bottom of a bell pepper. You have to cook up some rice. And we have a rice cooker, which works really nice.
Oh, yeah. But
cook up easy. we cook up the rice. And so you're going to need a couple bell peppers at least, maybe four. You're going to need some white rice. Or I'm actually switched over to brown rice. So you're going to need some Monterey Jack shredded and some bacon. And salt and pepper, basil, whatever you want to put in. But you basically cook your rice up, and then you mix the cheese in with the rice and the meat. You can use ground beef if you don't want to use bacon, turkey, ground turkey.
Get it cooked well.
You just put all this stuff in that pepper, and you kind of mound it up, and then you put a little bit of your favorite cheese on top, whether it's the Monterey you shredded or a little bit of shredded cheddar, whatever color you want to give it basically. And you set those on your grill. Low heat, close the lid, and let those babies grill up. And you pull them off.
You're only grilling the bottom.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to, you can do them in the oven. You can throw them in a muffin tin and throw them in the oven. They come out just as good.
Mm-hmm.
But the grill always makes things a little better.
So. Well, you get some marks, man. It shows that you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you get grill marks, right? So, yeah, that's a good one. What about the you got a maple glazed carrot here, and then you're going to make it even better.
Sounds crazy, doesn't it?
Bacon around it.
And, you know, remember years ago you and I scoffed at grilling carrots?
Well, I probably still would scoff at it.
Well, what I've discovered is if you wrap it in bacon, it's now a meal.
Forget it's a carrot,
it's
right?
It's a meal. Yeah, and thin bacon. You could probably even get away with a thicker bacon on it, medium slice.
Well, carrot's so dense, it's going to take forever. I mean, to grill it, to get it soft enough to...
Yeah, it is going to take a while, not as long as you'd think. But when you get that bacon kind of crispy and you're ready to take it off, you put you make up a glaze with maple syrup and cayenne pepper, and you just glaze it lightly with that.
Sweet heat.
It is sweet heat. And if you want to put a little butter in there with it when you make that glaze, you can do that too. But it's just a wonderful sticky. It gets tacky on it, and it gives it a cool look. Now, I get the organic carrots, and I leave the tops on them. And when you get done with it, it's just a great look.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
are you grilling the greens too? So
no.
They get a little wilted, or are they
if
off?
If you can avoid it, don't do it.
Right, right. That's what I thought. So you would, because you want it to look fresh and just
yeah.
Be, it's all part of the presentation. Look really cool on a platter.
It does.
White platter with those
yeah.
on there, and that'd be cool. And you can, you know, cut it off when you put it on your plate.
But that maple syrup with the cayenne in it really adds a nice kicker.
I bet that,
it's sweet and hot.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet that'd go good on several different kinds of vegetables. Root vegetables. Right?
Yeah.
That are that are a little bit heavier and you want a little something different. You know, the big root vegetables sometimes get a little bit bland. They've got their own flavor, but they're so dense they get a little bland, that little sweetness on the outside.
Rutabaga is a really dense one. We should try and find a way to use other than with a pasty. But rutabaga went in my family from the UP. That's a big vegetable in the UP. And my mother used to just take the skin off them, cut them up, boil them, and then put cream and butter on them with salt and pepper. And it's like a mashed potato.
It couldn't have mattered if it was a rutabaga or it was, you know, whatever
sand.
Else. Yeah. If it's got butter and cream on it. Yeah.
Oh, they were so good.
Yeah. Ooh, that does sound good.
And, of course, a pasty is not a pasty unless it's got rutabaga in it.
And some
I don't want to see any carrots.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a gravy guy, but
right.
You know, ketchup, I guess,
you
is
just
where
had
it's
to
go.
That's your Dutch oven, isn't it?
We all have our Dutch oven, don't you? Yeah. I think I see that on here, too, right? Yeah. Dutch oven, what do you got
What
going
a coincidence.
That?
What a coincidence. Yeah. Rob Russell taught me this one when we used to do our classes, and we'd always went – the fancy grilling class in particular, we'd always wind up doing some sort of sweet treat at the end. And this one is Dutch oven cornbread with maple jalapeno. Mm. And it is...
You're hitting the maple today.
Well, it's like good, that girl from the east end of the UP told us. They produce more maple syrup in the east end of the UP than the entire state of Vermont.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks Vermont's like the big maple capital. Uh-huh. No, eastern UP.
Right.
Sorry.
Loaded with maple woods
just
up
a
there.
Fact.
Yeah.
But cornbread is, of course, if you're a barbecue guy, cornbread is a big deal. I'll give you a few of my secrets here on this one.
I got one when you're done with cornbread for a great side.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, again, muffin tin or flat pan, whatever you want to do it in. Put some, chop up some jalapeno. And then pour some maple syrup in there. Now, what you can do is you can also pour the maple syrup on it when it comes out of the oven. Poke it with the toothpick, poke a bunch of holes in it, and then pour some maple syrup on top so it has a cool, shiny top to it. It does make it a little sticky and tacky, so it's a little less maybe congenial for the eating side, but very, very good. Now, what I do is I'll add a little, especially if I'm doing a big gig and I have to do a bunch of muffins or a bunch of cornbread and I really want them to go crazy over it, I'll put some yellow cake mix in with it.
Mm-hmm.
That tends to hold the thing together a little better
And
give it a little nicer texture, and they eat twice as much of it.
Right. Let me throw one more ingredient in. That is, you take a, depending on the size of your recipe, but a brick or two of cream cheese and let it come to room temperature, softened, and then mix it in with your liquid ingredients, your eggs and your milk.
Never
tried
that.
And then use that in the cornbread mix, and it's just rich. It's just very rich. Bakes right in. You don't really even know it's there other
Look
than
at you,
the
little
flavor.
Cornbread boy.
Well, and here's the other one that I wanted to talk to you about, is that every time I do a pulled pork barbecue for somebody, they always have leftovers, right? I mean, I'm never going to bring it. Just enough.
Right.
We always bring extra. And what do you do with it, right? Take a little ball of it, put it in a muffin tin, pour your cornbread mix right over top of it to the top of the muffin tin or as full as you go, and then bake it. Bake it just like you do. You pull them out of there, cut them in half, and drizzle a little bit barbecue sauce on those, and you got pulled pork cornbread warm with that barbecue sauce on there. Dude, awesome.
Probably want to spray some Pam on there.
Yeah, right,
too.
So it doesn't stick. Yeah. But there's still grease, though, in the pork.
Sure.
Right? So you get that in there, but it's just it's the day after your barbecue, a fresh little thing you can do.
The morning after?
Right, yeah. It's the morning after muffin. Ooh. Yeah, maybe we'll stop right there.
You can't say that.
I think I did. But anyway, that's a great start.
I hear the whistle blowing.
Brian's giving me the cut on that.
I hear the whistle blowing.
We'll stop right now. But anyway, coming up next, hobo pies, pizza, tortilla. Man, it's all there. Stick with us. We'll be back.